Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to this column by your little cohort and friend, noted friend.
Not that little.
Trusted agent Justin Rogers, as Jim Harbaugh would call him. penned a little column earlier today in the Detroit News. And it essentially, no, it does center on Matthew Stafford. And the headline reading, Rogers, 2019 should be make or break year for Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, look, you can point to this and go, well, duh. You know, obviously this should be a make or break year for Matthew Stafford. I mean, it's year 11. They haven't won a playoff game. He hasn't been able to put this team on his back and get them over the hump. But I do wonder if there are still people out there that, despite what could potentially happen this season, you know, say the Lions have another disappointing year, the offense just isn't necessarily great, but they're not terrible. I do feel like there are still going to be people out there that go, Matthew Stafford isn't the problem. You can still win with him, but you got to go out there and get him some more help and get the offensive line right, get him some more weapons offensively. Do you think that people actually view this season like Justin Rogers laid out at DetNews.com? And if you want to see the story, I retweeted it as well. But is this truly a make or break year for Matthew Stafford? You Lions fan out there, is that how you view it?
Okay. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Two questions. Is it a make or break year in your mind, in your Lions fans' mind?
Yes.
Like, in your mind, if they don't do something this year, then I don't think he'll ever do it. In your mind, that may be true. In the Lions' minds, I don't think it is. I don't think they view it as make it a break. If they do, that would be a stark departure from things that they have said and done. And here's how I view Stafford. And I've said this before. I think this year is almost a reset to his career. And it's like, oh, giving a free pass the first 10 years. No, I'm just saying from here, this point forward, I do think it has to be different. And it will be different because for the first 10 years, I wrote this and I believe this. The Lion, Matthew Stafford has never been the Lions' sole problem. The problem is the Lions have always considered him the sole solution. Always. That would fix everything. Just get a few pieces in, and that would fix everything. And I think they've stopped believing that. So make or break in the Lions' minds, I don't think so. I don't think so. Unless it completely falls apart, they go 3-13 and Patricia gets fired. Beyond that, no, I think he's here.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm with you. I view it a couple of different ways as well. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. We have NFL football just like 2 hours away. I don't know if you can tell. We're a little bit giddy right now. But we gotta focus. We got to focus. We got to talk about the Lions here. I would say, too, and I'm not going to back off of this, I would be completely stunned if the Lions ever moved on from Matthew Stafford. But I will say financially, next offseason, like after this season, if he doesn't perform well, this would be the first year where the cap hit would not be astronomical. And it potentially could be an opportunity. Say the Lions do end up having a top five pick. There will be some young quarterbacks out there. It could be the time that the Lions, if they were ever going to do it, could move on from Matthew Stafford and go in a different direction. And I like the fact that this needs to be, at least in my mind, a prove it year a little bit for Matthew Stafford.
Okay, well, you say needs to be, though. You know, it's sort of the whole argument people make with Stafford, with Harbaugh, or what? You know, oh, he's got to do it. Okay,
well, for me, I would want to move on.
In your mind, your perception. Correct.
Absolutely. You know, but the Lions, no, I don't expect that to happen. But, you know, we talk in hypothetical terms all the time. And I would wonder, too, would Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, really Bob Quinn, though, want to do the same? And would he have the authority to do the same? And I don't actually buy that he would have the authority. I could see a situation where Bob Quinn believes that Stafford's not the guy they could win with.
No, and here's the other thing, and it's sort of a dirty little secret, although there's nothing dirty about it. It's fine, but in many ways, historically, Stafford is the perfect Detroit Lion. He is in many ways. Nothing controversial, does nothing controversial.
Company man.
Stands up for the city and the team, stands up for his teammates, beloved, well, I don't know beloved, but liked a lot by his teammates, causes no problems, doesn't hold out, doesn't, as far as we know, get in trouble off the field. He is kind of the Ford's dream quarterback, isn't he?
Like, for them? Yeah.
I mean, do you
because
think...
Because I don't buy that they really want to win big.
Do
I
you
don't.
Think historically that the Lions organization would have liked somebody like Baker Mayfield?
Or if he won, yeah.
If he won and didn't grab his crotch.
See, but I don't understand why the Ford family... Like, all of these years of being completely inept and having the same types of leaders, right? Quiet guys, don't say a whole lot, toss the football to the ref, you know, don't want to ruffle any feathers in the organization. If you're the Lions, wouldn't you want to change that and go after some wild card type of player?
I would.
You know what I mean?
Like, I would, and you
forever.
Would. I would, and you would.
Why wouldn't they, though?
Because historically...
Playing it safe, it hasn't resulted in
no,
anything.
No, I know, but I think historically, the Lions, as a franchise, have just wanted to have good, nice, loyal people. I know, and it's not how you win big in the NFL, obviously, but that's how they've been. Now, maybe it's different with Marth Vader in charge, perhaps, going forward. But I think that's how it's been, right? I mean, there's nobody more affable and fun than Matt Millen, and nobody more, you know, low-key and non-disturbing than Martin Mayhew or whatever. But maybe it's different going forward.
Phone number's 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Is this a make or break year for Matthew Stafford? Is that how you, Lions fan, getting ready for Sunday in Arizona, views the 2019 season? But to Wojo's point, number two, do you buy that it's a make or break year between Stafford and the Lions, who ultimately have to make that choice? Let's start with Brandon and Novi. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, so basically, if I'm a coach or if I'm the owner, there's two metrics that I'm going to grade Matthew Stafford on this year. The first is, number one, is this the most talent that he's had in all positions in the 10 years that he's been on this team? To me, it's the answer is yes.
I think it's close. It might be yes, but I think it's close, yep.
So the second metric I would answer, and I think this answer is yes, is has another team in the league with a similar skill level of talent but a different quarterback made it to the playoffs and successfully won a game? And my answer to that is also yes. So if they're able to do it somewhere else, then he should be able to do it this year.
Yeah, I think the comparison, because we've done this before, When has a quarterback been a starting quarterback for the same team for 10 years and not won a playoff game and still been viewed as the quarterback? And I think you almost have to go back to Archie Manning with the New Orleans Saints back in the day. There was one other example, but that has been with it and not won a playoff game in 10 years.
Andy Dalton, I guess, is 2011. Did he ever win a playoff game, though? I don't think so.
Yeah, but Andy Dalton, is he ever viewed as a franchise quarterback?
No, I mean, he's the Bengals franchise quarterback, whatever that means. I mean, just like Stafford's the Lions franchise quarterback, whatever that means, even though, yes, you would take Stafford over Dalton. Although, there was a debate about it early on because he did lead the Bengals. Well, he was a part of the Bengals winning multiple or having multiple multi-win years in Cincinnati. But this is going to be what? Year 9 for Dalton, so he wouldn't count. He'd be close. He'd be very close because the Bengals haven't moved on, but I got to believe now is the year, right?
For the Bengals?
No, to like move on from
Andy
Dalton.
Yeah, you would think they should go ahead and rebuild, for God's sake.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.